Welcome to the Irish Pagan School podcast. Your hosts are authors and co-founders of the Irish Pagan School here in County Waterford, Ireland, Laura O'Brien and John O'Sullivan. Fáilte.
Is the Bive a goddess of death? Well, Dagda Yivug is Fáilte. Hi, hello and welcome. John O'Sullivan, Irish Pagan School here. And the answer, not hard to say. The Bive is one of the listed goddesses that form up na Mórainne. It is the Bive, Macha, and the Morrigan, really, also goes by the name Anad. And the Bive is a very kind of raucous or feral aspect of this goddess, in that she appears as a hooded or scald crow. And the places where we see her in the lore is places of death, but it's death around battlefields, or those who are doomed to fall on battlefields, leading to a certain element of prophetic or omen kind of work. Whereas if you see the Bive, they might indicate whom it is going to fall in the upcoming battle. So of all of the various forms of na Mórainne, the Bive is the one who is very much animal. Like, you know, she only ever appears in the story as this hooded crow. And there's a mention in the Ulster Cycle. Actually, there's two mentions of the Bive in the Ulster Cycle, which are worth kind of considering and looking at. And one is where the son of King Uncover, MacNasa, Cormac, is being summoned to back to Ulster to take over as the seat of the king. But he's not exactly worthy. And so on his journey back, there is this incident where he goes to the Dáil Déraga, the hostel, the Chock Dáil Déraga. And as he goes through, essentially, he's kind of coming a cropper of all of these various otherworld kind of taboos, really, or gesh. And he breaks every single one of his gesh, showing that he is not worthy to become a king. But in this hostel, there's a couple of different rooms that he observes as he's going through, and one is referred to as the Room of the Red Mouth Bives. And so it's said that there's multiple Bives in that room, but it is this kind of red mouth because they are kind of screaming and raucously cawing with their beaks full of gore. The other time that we see the Bive, though, is, interestingly enough, when it comes to Cú Chulainn. Cú Chulainn is late to a battle. The warriors of Ulster have up and left. He wakes up late, and so he runs off after them to try and find them. And he comes upon a state of absolute carnage. And the warriors of Ulster have been all but annihilated. And it is an entire battlefield of corpses, as far as he's concerned. And as he's going across it, he keeps being accosted by the spirits or ghosts. And they are kind of, they're dragging him down, like, you know, with their words, their emotions. They're kind of belittling him in many ways. And he's beginning to get very depressed and very dragged down by it, until he sees a scald crow, a hooded crow, amongst the bodies, sitting on top of one of the bodies, and it's the Bive. And the Bive calls to him from across the battlefield and pretty much slates him. She kind of gives him shit and belittles him because of his fear, like, you know, because of his hesitancy, because, you know, he's not stepping up to his challenges. And that kind of incenses him to a certain degree. And then his anger kind of kicks in, and he kind of wades deep in amongst the bodies. And there he actually finds Concover, and he brings Concover back from where he had been struck down and hurt in the battlefield. And he brings back the King of Ulster alive. And so the Bive in this aspect, like, yes, we have this, those who see the Bive or hear the Bive's call may be marked for death. And there are other aspects of the Morrigan around the Washer and the Ford, and whether it's like the Bive functions in that capacity, where, again, going back to the Dáil Déraga's hostel, this Cormac is on his way journeying, and he comes across an old woman, and she's washing kind of suits of armor in a ford, and the ford after her is covered in gore and blood. And then he realizes that the suit of armor she's washing is his own suit of armor, the one he's literally wearing right now, as a forecast of his doom. But when we deal with the Bive as people today who are following a spiritual path, it's not a case that we need to be afraid of all scald crows. It's not a case that, like, you know, coming across or hearing the call of the Bive is some omen of death, that you are doomed. It could also be a call for you to overcome, to kind of face down and to stare down the challenges that you know you need to face or you're uncomfortable about facing, the things you don't think you can do. But, you know, those following a kind of spiritual path on occasion, like, you know, we know we're more capable of stuff than we believe we are when we kind of live to a diminished sense of self. And certain aspects of society and our world does create a further sense of diminished or smallness in us. And when we kind of grow, when we kind of extend ourselves and try and tap to our potential, we get afraid of it. It's quite common. I've had the experience in my time kind of educating and guiding people who come across a moment when they see the scope of what they're capable of, and then they run away from it. They're not ready to accept it. And, you know, it's not for me to tell them that they have to or they should, but those who are willing to do eventually come back around and come back to the teaching when they're ready to take those next steps. And so the Bive, as an antagonist in a way, as a calling, screaming voice, could be kind of calling for the death or the doom of that which holds us back, that which kind of undermines our ability to go beyond where we think we're capable of doing, to go and do more, to strive for more. So I've come across many people who refer to, like, you know, working with the Bive as being in boot camp with the Bive, in the same way that a trainer would push an athlete, in the same way a drill sergeant might push a soldier, in the same way that, like, you know, a teacher might, you know, push a student to, like, you know, go beyond what they think they're capable of. The Bive can, from my experience and the experience of people I've had the honor of talking to about it, be calling for them to overcome, calling for them to go beyond and to kind of do more for themselves and to maybe step forward in a bit of faith and belief. If they can't believe in themselves in that moment, maybe they can believe in their connection, their spirituality, and the efforts they've put in to grow to that moment. So, don't be afraid of skull crows. They're beautiful kind of creatures as well. But again, also, not all crows are signs or omens from the Morrigan. You know, it is a case of understanding the process and committing to a regular relationship and connection to deity, so that when you do see one that you know is a Bive, it is very much a different experience. So thank you very much for being here. Look after yourself. And if you're interested in more, go to irishpagan.school/free. We got a year's worth of free teaching if you're to do one a week or so there. Or if you want to know more, we actually have classes on the Bive specifically and on the Morrigan in both the Irish Pagan School and the Morrigan Academy. So look after yourself. Take care. August Sloan. Goodbye.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave us a positive review in your podcast listener. Then head over to irishpaganschool.com and enroll in one of our free or paid courses. Slán go fóill, and we will see you next time.